A record day for the Dow. Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, July 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The Dow Jones Industrials closed above 27,000 for the first time, climbing 228 points to 27,088. The S&P 500 was up nearly 7 points, but the Nasdaq slid 6.5 points. It took the Dow 372 trading days to move from 26,000 to 27,000, and Thursday's rally was fueled by a decision by the Trump administration not to reduce drug rebates. The decision canceled a proposal that would have eliminated rebates from government drug plans, easing concerns of a massive disruption to the U.S. pharmaceutical industry. United Healthcare was among the day's big winners, up 5.5%. Now, outside the Dow 30, Cigna jumped 9.5%, while the CVS drugstore chain was up 4.1%. The Dow Industrials have risen 16% so far this year, while the broader S&P 500 has jumped nearly 20%. With much of those gains in lockstep with the Federal Reserve, signaling an interest rate cut is on the table. And bond yields rose during the afternoon. That reeled in the overall S&P 500 from wider gains. We have more details in today's market activity, including more analysis, on WSJ.com and the WSJ app.